Hi, this is Sarah Exley again, and this is a follow-up to the previous audio boo that I did called Want Truth, Ask Questions, Part 1. So if you haven't listened to that yet, what I'm about to say will be a little more relevant if you go back and take a listen there. So hope you enjoy that and come back to this whenever you're finished. But if you did go ahead and listen to that, basically what I want to follow up with is that, you know, my point in sharing this story about what my son said in response to my question, how can I be a better mommy? And his first reaction, you know, his first response was feel happy. That was his first thought. And he had, you know, no bones about sharing that with me. And so, you know, my point in sharing that is that, you know, this whole thing about, you know, it became very clear to me after I started spending time with certain, you know, resources. Like Abraham Hicks was, you know, one resource that really helped me get in touch with what it meant to nurture myself from the inside out in a way that allowed me to just naturally nurture the rest of my family in a way that I couldn't when I wasn't nurturing myself. And so what I found was, I mean, at first, I remember when I first started getting, you know, the gut nudge to take more walks or to do certain things that just felt better to me. And I remember a lot of times the thing that would get in my way was that I was afraid that if I didn't, that if I did things for myself, that that would be perceived by my friends and family as, you know, like me being selfish or, you know, me being negligent. Like even simple things like taking a 5 minute longer shower than maybe, you know, I had become accustomed to or something like that. Even just little things like that, I would actively deny myself because I was afraid of what it would mean about me as a mother and me as a person and me as, you know, somebody who is very new to this role of raising a family. And I was really believing that I had to prove myself. And so, but what I found was when I was willing to do things and willing to nurture myself from the inside out, and when I say that, I mean, you know, getting aware of what I was thinking, giving myself the pleasure of pleasant thoughts, and, you know, allowing myself to really explore what it meant to be in control, not in control, but to really allow myself to feel good. You know, like I said, from the inside out, from within. And so what I found was, you know, a whole lot different than what I was expecting. I was kind of expecting that, you know, I would be perceived as selfish or whatever it was, or that it would mean, you know, being negligent or something crazy. Like, actually, what it meant was that I had more energy and more presence with my family. I felt better within myself. I felt more at home within myself. And as a result, my time with my children became so much more mutually fulfilling and mutually nurturing in a way that I just hadn't experienced, you know, when I was believing all that other stuff about, you know, not about, you know, I had been believing that in order to take proper care of my family, I had to sell myself short on my own happiness, on my own enjoyment. And what I find now is that the absolute opposite is true for me. The more that I, you know, allow myself to enjoy a stream of pleasant moments just within my life as a parent and beyond, it nurtures the rest of my family in a way that I cannot describe. So thank you for listening, and I'll see you soon.